In Wichita today, disturbing new information emerged about the BTK serial killer. In June, Dennis Rader pleaded guilty to 10 murders that took place between 1974 and 1991. His sentencing hearing began today, and prosecutors detailed, step by step, how Rader selected and killed his victims. From Wichita, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Because Kansas had no death penalty at the time the murders occurred, prosecutors say the maximum penalty they can seek for Dennis Rader is 175 years, with no possibility of parole for at least 40 years. To convince Sedgwick County Judge Gregory Waller that Rader deserves the maximum penalty, prosecutor Aaron Smith told the court they would present detailed and often graphic testimony and evidence showing that the crimes were committed in an especially heinous, atrocious, or cruel manner.
You will find, as the state has found, that in this case there are no mitigating circumstances. Your Honor, after hearing all of the testimony and the evidence, you will impose the proper and just sentence. And imposing that sentence on Dennis Rader, we will be able to close the chapter on him and then move on and focus our attention on those that the attention should be focused upon, the victims and their memories, and the families that love them.
Prosecutors hope this sentencing hearing will in some way help balance the matter-of-fact account that Rader gave of his crimes at his June hearing. To do that today, they began presenting his motivation, preparation, and at times gruesome details of the murders. After he was finally caught earlier this year, Rader described to investigators his obsession with bondage and hanging. In court, state investigator Larry Thomas described how in 1974, Rader acted out that obsession in his murder of 11-year-old Josephine Otero.
He had already went downstairs and discovered the sewer pipe that he would suspend the rope over. And he said he had the rope prepared. She then asked what's going to happen to me. And he told her that she would soon be in heaven with the others.
In another startling revelation today, an investigator revealed that Rader took the body of one of his victims, 53-year-old Maureen Hedge, to the church where he was a member, posing her body and taking pictures of her in the church basement. Throughout all of the testimony in Wichita, the 60-year-old Rader, dressed in a blue business suit, sat impassive, his mouth set, showing no emotion and little reaction to the sometimes graphic recounting of the murders. Police investigators described the more than 30 hours of interviews they conducted with Rader after his capture in February. Wichita Police Detective Clint Snyder was in charge of the investigation into the 1974 murder of 21-year-old Catherine Bright. Snyder told prosecutor Kevin O'Connor that when he asked Rader about Bright, Rader responded, "Sweet kid, what do you want to know?"
During this, did you get a feeling as to whether or not Mr. Rader was sorry about what he had done?
No.
And would it be fair to say that Mr. Rader was actually very proud of what he had done?
Yes, he commented to me at one point, "I'm sorry, I know this is a human being, but I'm a monster."
Also attending today's hearing were about 20 family members of Rader's victims. Many will be given the opportunity to testify later this week and to finally confront the man who killed their loved ones. Greg Allen, NPR News, Wichita, Kansas.